سريعوا. يلا عشر دقائق فاتت بليز. لا لا خمس دقائق كثيرة. لا 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 هي فاتت عشر دقائق. لا رجاء 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 العلكة ممنوعة بليز. العلكة ممنوعة للبوث الميل والفيميل. طيب اولا صباح الخير والسلام عليكم. ثانيا امبارح كنتوا كويسين، ليش اليوم؟ ليش اليوم صرتوا upside down؟ لا تفضلوا للامام كلكم بليز. اوكي
فخلونا نبتدئ.
طبعا امبارح او you remember from the last lecture، خلينا شويه نستذكر السابق. Yesterday we said after we collect the data we have to present the data. Okay, because the data that we already collected is meaningless, we have to convert it into information or something having a meaning. Okay, so in this case we are going to present the data in order to have a conclusion, a simple conclusion at least. And we say that presentation of data, first of all, it means descriptive statistic, which is done by three things: table, graph, and simple numerical calculation. Simple and numerical, اللي هي mean, median, mode, and percentage, and so on, so on. And in another word, we are going to summarize the data and make it simple and make it manageable. أقدر أتعامل وياها. Then we say the first step in the presentation of data is table, is presenting the data by table. And again and again and again, you should know the type of the data in your hand so you can go through the further steps, whatever the steps we say. You can't do presentation of data unless you know the type of the variable. Why? Because each type of the variable having its own presentation, whether in table, graph, or even in simple numerical calculation. And also, moreover, we say that if you don't know the type of the data in your hand, okay, inferential statistic, you can't apply it. Or in another word, you are going to apply a wrong inferential statistic. In another word, that each type of the variable having its own specific test of inferential on O-W-N. Okay, so each variable having its own specific test of inferential or inferential test. So the most important is to know the type of the variable. And you already, I am sure that now you can differentiate it between the type of the variable. Generally, it is, we have two types, which is metric and categorical. And under the categorical, we have, very good, excellent, nominal and ordinal, and you can differentiate between the two. While on the metric or quantitative variable, we have discrete and continuous. Very good. Now, I am sure about 80% of you, at least, maybe 100, can differentiate it between the different type of the bile. Okay? So it is very, 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 very important to know the type of the bile. Thank you very much. And we already started with the presentation of the data, that is the table. And we see when we have ordinal or nominal, we present the data by simple frequency table. Thank you, Amina. Very nice. Okay? And in simple frequency, just simple, we have just numbering of person, and then we frequency, it is frequency, relative frequency, and then next percentage. Very good. Your name? Aram. Okay. So this is simple frequency. It is by its name. Okay. And then we see it also, simple frequency, we can use it also in discrete data. So, when we have a continuous data, what type of the table we have to use? Yes, yes, but what do we call it? Yes, you are quite right. We have to convert the whole data into subgroup, and this subgroup we call it class interval. Okay? A class interval, or we call it subgroup. For each class interval, in each class interval, there is number of observation will be 4. Is it? Yes. Number. So this table, we call it frequency distribution table. That one just simple. This one, frequency distribution table. And for each class interval, it had upper limit and lower limit, or upper border and lower border. Okay, you remember. And also, we can have number of observation, which is frequency, it doesn't matter, in each class interval. And then we have relative frequency, we have percentage. Huh? Cumulative, very good, Amina. So we have a cumulative frequency. What do you mean by cumulative? We are going to divide the whole data, you remember, into less than and more than. كم واحد من الطلبة علاماتهم أقل من 70؟ أقل من 70. كم واحد من الطلبة علامته 70 and over؟ So I divided, كانت آخر جملة يمكن حكيناها yesterday. Okay? To divide the data into less than and more than. There is certain point, I think it's written in your lecture, you have to follow when you construct the frequency distribution table or when you have to do a class interval. First of all, the number of class interval should be not less than 5 class interval and not more than 15. Very good. مش أكثر من خمسة. ولو أكو بعض الكتب يوصلوها إلى 20, but generally they agree about 5 to 15 class interval. This is one. Second, there should be no overlapping in the class interval. ما أقول علامتهم دول المجموعة من 20 إلى 30 ودول من 30 إلى 40. So this is overlapping. اللي علامته 30 حطها هون ولا حطها هون. This is overlapping. That's why I put 20, 20 to 29. When I say 29, يعني 0.99999 من هون إلى العراق. Whatever. Okay? Number of 9. Okay? So the second next class interval started by 30. وهكذا. 30 to 39.9999. So there should be no overlapping between the class interval, of course. Moreover, there should be no gap. أنا بلم أنا خالته 20.9999999 إلى ما لا نهاية. So when up to 30, there is no gap. فإذا ما يصير أبدي 20, 30 بعدين 31 طيب okay. فإذا there should be no gap between class interval. This is very important. And each observation or each value should fall in one and only one class interval. ما ممكن اللي ما أخذ 55 مرة أحطها هنا ومرة أحطها هنا. ما بيصير. So each observation should be fall in one and only one class interval. هاي آخر شيء آخر نقاط محطوطة. Okay, this is the regarding the class interval and how can we construct. By the way, there is some term, we call it midpoint or class mark. Okay, taking the upper limit plus the lower limit divided by 2. Very good, Lina. Hi, Lina. Ma, alhamdulillah, mashallah. إن شاء الله كلكم تجيبون 90 and over. Okay. Lower plus upper divided by 2. This is what we call it midpoint. Very good. Or we call it class mark. Okay. Whatever you would like to give it a name, it doesn't matter because we are going to use it now in graph. Okay. So this is regarding the last lecture. Okay. We said presentation of data could be done by table, graph, and simple calculation. Already we finished with the tables. Okay. Now, sometimes I told you a table is necessary. You have to make it. Okay. Okay. So graph, sometimes table is not so suitable for some person, particularly those who are not usually deal with the numbers. Okay, لا دكتورة ورجيني فتشي أنا ما بحب الأرقام أعطيني فتشي. So sometimes table presentation will give some difficulty, particularly for non-numerical reader اللي ما بحب أرقام زيكم أنتم. Moreover, picture speak more louder than a word. ورجيني صورة خلاص أعرفها ما في داعي تكتبي لي. So speak louder and it has a powerful impact on our imagination. ورجيني إياها بعد ما بنساها ما بتتنسي الصورة بس الكلمة. So powerful impact on the imagination of population. Also relationship رأس من أشوف الجراف أعرف. Okay, year one, هالسنة كانوا أحسن من السنة الماضية لأنه بالبيكتشر. ما في داعي أطلع على الأرقام لترند أو أشوف الكونتراست البنات الفيميل much better than male. Okay, or any other things. Contracts يعني تباين. Trend, relationship. Reading appreciated from diagram than table. Readily appreciate رأساً أقدر أشوفها من التابل بلا ما أروح للأرقام خلص البيكتشر هي بتعيني نوني. But again and again you should know the term of the variable in your hand because you are going to use different type of graph. Let us see. Okay. Now pie chart. Circular, presenting the data in a circle form. طبعا أكيد تعرفون السيركل إلها الزاوية 360, you know it very good. So هذه تطلع out of 360 وهي out of 360. So here the circular is divided into sector. The pi shape represented the frequency of that variable. From here you can see أنه الفيميل أقل من الميل. خلاص. You can see the contrast. تباين بين الميل والفيميل from the graph. Okay. Here you can see type 2 is the highest. Okay. Type 5 الحمد لله. Yes. وهكذا. So you can see the relation or the contrast or any other. But the only limitation or disadvantage أو العيب الوحيد خلينا نقول limitation in the pi that I can use it only when I have one variable فقط. هون فرق نجاح male and female. Male and female. اوكي بدي اشوف حسب الصفوف حسب الـ year 1 2 3 ما بقدر هون ما فإذا this is the only limitation or disadvantage. It means the same. العيب الواحد اللي بيها انه I can't use it for more than one variable. So it is only used when I have one variable. It is of course used in nominal and ordinal and also the secret. Okay, for three of them. So what can I do if I have more than variable? So this is also a pie chart. You can display data in percent. By the way, the data that I put it should be حطوا تحتيها عشان خطوط حمر. Should be in percentage. من أعمل pie chart I should present it with percentage. مش أخلي number. Okay. ليش؟ لأنه يظهر لي هي جاي out of الكل. والpercentage تعرفوا it means جاي out of الكل. تمام؟ relative and percentage هو out of الكل. فهماني؟ مش النمبر. Okay. هيك أعرفها. So it should be by percentage. And this is example. Okay. Now, as I told you, it is used limitation is only one variable. Very good. Thank you very much assisting me. Okay. Now, I would like to present it two variables. So in this case, I have to use what do we call it? Bar chart. Of course. Bar chart it is suitable for qualitative اللي هي categorical مثل ما قلتوا and also for subgroup of quantitative اللي هو the secret data. The secret. I am sure that you know what's the difference between the discrete and continuous. Okay. So and the secret data. So each category having presented by either bar or rectangle or by any other or column. Okay. Bar, rectangle, or by column, it's up to you. أكثر شيء إحنا نستعمل الـ rectangle أكثر الأحيان. So, of course, you know it, I am sure. The height of this rectangle or this bar represented the frequency of that variable that I would like to present. Definitely. Or you can use percentage. Or you can use relative. It doesn't matter. So at least it gives the magnitude of that magnitude hajm of that variable in frequency, in percentage, or in relative. So a height opposite to the corresponding y-axis. All bar must be the same width. طبعا هاي احنا نقرأ بس هذا ال SPSS هو يرسلني لكم إياها but you should know. All the bars should be the same width, okay? And the space between one bar and the other also should be similar. Usually, the space between one bar and the other is either equal to the size of the width or to the width of the bar or at least half of it, okay? So these are the width of the space is about the same or half of the width of the bar. This is just
okay.
Between two variable or not, or more. So this is the bar. We have x-axis, horizontal, and we have longitudinal, y-axis. Usually in the x, we plot the variable. In y, we plot the frequency. Very good, thank you very much. Okay, the frequency, or the height of the variable, or relative frequency or percentage, whatever you would like to put. Okay, it doesn't matter. The length of the rectangle or the bar corresponding to the frequency of that variable already. We mentioned that. Okay? So, here are the variables. What's the difference between these three? Here are the bars, sorry. What's the difference between the first and the second? What you can see? Number of the variable, very good. What do you mean by, what's the number of variable here?
One.
What about this? Two variable, male and female. While here, just total number of students in year one, year two, year three, whatever. Here, male and female. What about this? Also two variable. Okay, also male and female. So the first one is just, we call it simple bar chart. Okay, when we have one variable. Okay, the width of the bar should be equal, شايفين? And also the space should be equal and should be, same and should be at least similar to the bar or half of it. Now, here, why I do it like this and then I do it here? What's the difference? This one, we call it clustered bar. The third one is stacked. So what's the difference? شو تشوفوهم? تباين بالضبط تفرقة تباين بين مين ومين بين male وfemale. What about this? Okay, بعد. You are quite right. بعد. Already. هو قال جمعتهم مع بعض. Yes, تكملة لبعض. What else? شو هون بتشوف وشو بتشوف هون؟
difference between the data بين الدكتور مثلا انه في فرق بيناتهم انه بقدر اعرف ايش الفرق في المقدار
اوكي وهون هنا صح بدك تشوف الفرق
ايوه
what do you mean by مقدار الزياده what do you mean يمكن انت بدك تحكي حكايه something else what's the difference شو الفرق هذا عن هذا؟ ليش استعمل هذا؟ ليش استعمل هذا؟ ما هو اثنينهم عندي ميال فيه؟ نفس الصفوف أنا كله نفس الأولان. واي هون شو تشوفون؟ فرق الميل عن فيما؟ تمام؟ relation between male and female. What about this one?
علامات
What do you mean, علامات؟ ما بياخذ التوتال which is the one ياخذ اللي ما ياخذ التوتال نمبر كلستر ما ياخذ التوتال طيب وهذا ياخذ التوتال what do you mean by ياخذ التوتال what do you mean by ياخذ التوتال almost انت وصلتي مع بعض اوكي ما هون كمان بس هنا ايوه قديش وات percentage of what مين حكى percentage
نسبة الذكور للإناث نسبة الإناث
هاي نسبة الذكور للإناث okay what about this لا لا نسيمة نفس الداتا نفس الداتا. نعم كله نفس الداتا. كله أنا هذه مثل ما كلاتكم قلتوا أنه نسبة الذكور إلى الإناث. أوكي الميل هم الأخضر، الفيميل هم لا ما له علاقة.
اللي تحت كله الفيميل أعلى.
لا كله هنا معليش بس هي نفسها. هون نسبة مثلا هون الميل للفيميل، هون نسبة الميل للكل for the total. انت قلت كلكم مجموعين وانا عارفة قلت لك كملي. انا عارفة بس قلت لك كملي. كمان هنا somebody told me but ما كمل. هون نسبة الميل للكل، هون نسبة الميل للفيميل. اوكي فهيك هذا هون اقدر اسوي اكثر من اثنين ثلاثة مثلا عراقي اردني مصري سوري واشوف نسبتنا جامعة مبتة جامعة اردنية جامعة واشوف التباين هون وهون. اوكي بس هون للكل وهون اطلعها من الكل.
شو حكينا
نسبة الفيميل للكل؟ سيم يلا الفيميل للكل هو تيبر تخلون هذا فوق هذا تحت it doesn't matter somebody ask me بالجروب اللي قبليكم مش مشكلة. اوكي يعني تشوفون نسبة المجموعة الى الكل from the total. اوكي وذا بالبرسنتج او بالريلاتيف هذا الفرق. So this is the simple bar. This is cluster مجموع and this is stacked bar. Okay, the difference between what type of this bar is simple, just simple. Okay, magnitude the difference you can see it from the first side. أول ما تطلعون تقدرون تشوفون this is what you say by graph you can tell the result right away. Okay, look at here. مؤتة medical student according to their year level. This is title 2021. Please keep this in your mind. We will discuss it later. Okay. What type of this?
Cluster.
Already mentioned. Okay. Male and female. Okay. The same, but only I divide it into sex. Hey, تغير title. Sex distribution. ممكن انتو تحطون النجاح والرسول. Okay. في sex distribution of مؤتة medical according to their year. Okay. And this one is stacked. So you have to put these two things. هذه female وهذا الميل وهكذا. But you have to put this title. Please keep it in your mind. Okay. Now this is regarding what? All these are regarding to the nominal or ordinal or discrete data. When I have continuous data, how can I present it graphically? Graphically presentation of the data by graph. Of course, this is a table. You can see class interval 20 to 29, 29.999 إلى ما لا نهاية 70 to 79, 79.999 and so on. Okay? We already remember we have frequency, we have a cumulative frequency, we have relative frequency, relative percentage and cumulative and cumulative frequency. خليني أسألكم سؤال وبعدين مش على الجراف. How many person their age 50 and over their age طبعا this is age 50 and over كم واحد forty-five, 50 هذا الفيفتي من هون 3 و12 15 و14 29 29 41 45. تمام؟ اوكي. How many person their age between 30 and less than 80? 30 and less than 80. ولا واحنا سألنا 30 less than 80. كيف 4؟ 30 2 و 2 4 و 3 9 و 12 وهذا اوكي. And less than 80. فتجمعوهم تجمعون جمع صحيح. أنا ما جمعت معكم. جس أنا أريد أرجعكم للمحاضرة. 33 أو هم 50. أطرح 4 و 12 16. 50 ناقص 16. ها؟ أسفل. مش أسهل؟ أوكي 34. أوكي. It doesn't matter. هذا من الكل أو تجمعون واحد. أوكي. أوكي. Anyhow, coming to presentation of the data when it is a continuous with a continuous variable. In this case, we are going to present it by what do we call it? Histogram. And this is the histogram. Okay? It's rectangle and bar. So what's the difference between the bar presentation and histogram?
There is no gap.
Very good. There is no gap. Why there is no gap? Why there is no gap?
Continuous.
Because it's continuous, it have a continuous underline. Tamam? Kula continue. Okay, it's continuous data. There is no gap. Then it's similar to the bar, but the rectangle is stuck to each other. Okay? Stuck to each other. This is the histogram. There is a title, of course. Okay, age, of course, when you put age between two brackets in year, you should mention the unit. In the column, we have to put the unit. Age in year of 50 patients with the diabetes mellitus attending Al-Karak Hospital at 2022. During 2022. Okay, just keep this in your mind. We will discuss it. Okay, now this is the histogram. The limitation of histogram is that also it is used only for one variable. So, but I would like to see the age between of male and female. أو هاي علاماتكم. كأنا بدي أشوف مين أحسن male or female. Okay. So I have now two variables. Or maybe more than two. Okay. So in this case, what I have to, how can I present it? By what do we call it? Frequency polygon. Frequency polygon, this is just our G-Comil Sora. This is a frequency polygon. So here, male and female, whether age, whether alamatkum, whether. Okay? So at the same time, I can see the contrast, التباين between male and female from the first sight. طلع رأسك. هذه الفيميل الأخضر والميل أحمر. أوه الميل أحسن. Okay. So رأسا right away. هون كانوا بس لا بعدين طلعوا الفيميل. Okay. بالعلامات القليلة كانوا male, female again. بس بالعلامات الكثيرة صعدوا الفيميل أحسن. Okay, so I can see the contrast between the two. I can use it by more than two. إذا هذا body weight of Iraqi جوردانيا سيريا ايجيبشن انس فلسطينيا اقدر اخلي خمسه at the same time. Okay. مش only that. اقدر اشوف هذا فرضا هذا علاماتكم. Okay. Before lecture and after lecture. فصار عندي two at the same time. اقدر اشوف هل نفعتكم lecture او لا. او blood sugar. Before and after. Okay. بعد. Before treatment, and after treatment. So I can see the effect of the treatment right away in the picture of the decreasing in the blood sugar level. Okay? So this is the benefit of frequency polygon. Let us see how can we do it. خل أشرح لكم يا بعدين رح نقرأها. Okay. How can we do it? This is the class midpoint. You remember we call it. Okay, or semina class mark. This is the lower, here the upper. So take the midpoint, upper midpoint, yani upper fork. Okay, upper for each class interval. Okay, and then join by a straight line. That's all. This is how to plot or how to draw the frequency polygon by using the midpoint, or we call it class. Class mark. Okay, this is so, but the benefit to present more than one data. One data could be also presented, but benefit can present one and more than one data at the same time, simultaneously. Simultaneously, it means at the same time, نفس الفكرة. Okay, this is the benefit of course, in continuous data. In the continuous data, I mean. So, خلينا نروح. Frequency polygon. This type is used when the variable is continuous. Definitely, we say it. خلاص. Quantitative type, and the table is simple and complex type. Each category of the table represented by a single point opposite to the upper y-axis, the midpoint of the interval, and then joined together. Then every two consecutive midpoint we join together. But ولو مش مكتوب البنفيت is what? To present more than one data, or one data and more simultaneously. Simultaneously it means at the same time, the same picture. Okay? Simultaneously. This is the benefit. فإذا لما أجيب لكم data treated before giving a treatment, kada, after treatment, kada. Please present it. The proper way to present this data is you should choose the frequency polygon when it is continuous, definitely. Okay? مثلا, after exercise, طيبكم انتو خلت الوزن مالتكم ويلا روح سووا لي exercise or any other things. وانا شهر شهرين ست اشهر جيت اخذت again your weight before and after. So body weight is continuous data. It is continuous data. Okay? Maybe decreases. But that's why the first point you should know the type of the data in your hand. Or the type of the variable in your hand. إذا ما تعرفون أنه الويت هو continuous, يمكن راح تروحوا تسووا لي بار chart, stacked or تسووا لي تمام؟ cluster, لا. Body weight is continuous. Okay? أو علاماتكم before and after. Okay? Lecture or any other things. That's why it is important to know the type of the variable in your hand. Now this is the histogram, and histogram, this is, we call it normal. Normal distribution, it means started by low, increased slowly, then increase, then decrease again. هاي علاماتكم انتم. أقل من 50, وين من 60, 70, 80 هذولا. 96% وهذه علاماتكم. This is normal distribution. We call it normal distribution. By the way, you can't do any statistical analysis unless, first of all, you have to present your data and achieve whether it is normally distribution or not. Otherwise, nothing at all. We will choose another way for calculation. So this is normal distribution, or we call it a bell shape, yeshba'a jaras. Okay? Bell shape. This is flat or uniform, call them the same. هاي علامات year 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 كلهم علامات هم جابولي كلهم جابولي خوش علامات ممكن دولة أونلاين امتحنوا كلهم اوكي okay. This is skewed or tilted يعني مجرور بصفحة ساحبين مسحوب اوكي tilted this one skewed positively tilted to the right skew to the right. Okay? So, pull tell mala jai bil high value. This is positively. This is not normally distribution. So when we have a curve like that, I can't do calculations. I have to choose something else. Okay? So that's why it's very important. This is also negative. Skewed, tilted, skewed, or majroor, or mashoor. Okay? To the other side. Okay? This is by model, and the two قمتين. Okay. Hey, for example, in the diabetes, the juvenile of type 1, اللي بعدكم انتم ما تعرفوا, and adult diabetes, اللي type 1, type 2, قديش تكون أكثر ناس اللي هيموغلوبين, لا مش هيموغلوبين, blood sugar مالتهم, أكثريتهم 180, هون أكثريتهم, فهكذا 2. أو sometimes admit typhoid بالحرارة بالنهار غير بالليل أو الملاريا typhoid temperature بالليل غير النهار. Okay, this is by model يسموه by model. We will discuss later on what do you mean by model. يعني أنت two top. هذا dot plot just for your information مش بالضرورة تعرفوا it's nothing. Just counting the number of each person in each area. No need, just حتى تشوفوا لو شفتوا بالانوال. This is important, the line graph. When do we use it? We use it when we have a time. Okay? أنت بكرة تصير طبيب بإذن تعالى ويقول لك الطبيب الأعلى منك بليز هذا المريض أخذ له الحرارة كل ساعة أو أخذ له blood pressure ماله كل ساعتين. Okay, so in this case, هذه الحرارة تبعه. العفو. هاي الحرارة. أو أنتو لما تقرون ساعة واحدة تجيبون 36، تقرون ساعتين 37، تقرون 8 ساعات، تقرون 10 ساعات تنزل علاماتكم تتعبون. فإذا there is a time. Something related to the time. The time دائماً. Okay. أكثر شيء أيوة تجيبون 40. أعلى شيء. Okay. So بس تأخذون استراحة وترجعون مش تنامون. Okay. Just for example. So in this case, this is the time. ساعات الدراسة مالتكم اوكي تصعد كويس بالخمس ساعات طب تخلصون 10 محاضرات من بعدين تتعبون ما بتخلصوا لكم محاضرة واحدة يا بدو اوكي فاذا there is time and اكو مقابلها something else اذا temperature اذا blood pressure اذا العلامات مالتكم and so on so on so on so let us go to see it هون line graph. This type specifically used when we have something dealing with the certain observation varies according to the time. Something varies with the time. قراءتكم هي التاريخ. Similarly temperature. That's when we are dealing with the time variable. Okay. So usually the time بال x axis. والفاريبل اللي انت بدك تو ميجر ات سوري middle y axis, okay? Opposite. So there is opposite point to the exact time value, and you will draw the line. Okay? This is the line. هاي قراءاتكم. مو ما تقرون يقولوا لي دكتورة وقار قالت تقر فقط 5 ساعات. Okay. The things I think. هذا المستعد الأخير لكم. It is important to evaluate the table and the card. You remember, always أقولكم هذا مهم مهم مهم. Okay, so the table and the graph should be self-explanatory or explaining itself by itself. هلا أنا هذا التيبل مالتي أو الجراف مالتي وماشية بطريق وضع مني. خلاص تجي لين تاخذه. تجي لين تاخذه. اوكي. وداتا كاملة. اوكي. وتسوي ببليكيشن تاخذ كل تعبي بيها. كل شيء ما عندي. What do you mean by self-explanatory? It means the table هو يشرح حاله بحاله. فهي عرفت شو أكو بالداتا اللي أنا عملتها فخلاص تكتفي بيها. So how do we do that? Self-explanatory. It should be self-explanatory. أولا it should be labeled. Labeled by number. انتو شفتوا number one, number two, number three. The table, usually we give Arabic number. 1, 2, 3. This is Arabic number. Okay? A Latin number for the graph, usually. And usually, a table, the number is up, above the table. A graph, big graph, below the graph. This is regarding the number. Then coming to the title. Okay? The title should be completely clear. Okay. And this title should contain 4W. What? What data? It is blood sugar levels. So the data is blood sugar. Who? Of diabetic, of meat diabetic person. خلاص عرفت هذا blood sugar of meet diabetic person, orphan. Okay? Where? In Al-Karak Hospital. When? 2021. So 4W should be involved, should be included in the title of the table or title of the graph. The title of the table should be above the table, and the title of the graph should be below the graph. Of course, there is what do we call it? Footnote. إذا عندي مثل ما قبل شوية حطينا الأخضر male والأزرق female أو vice versa. أو there is footnote. إنه هذا التيبل أخذت أنا من فلان مجلة أو من فلان مكان. This is we call it للأمانة العلمية أو شو footnote. أو مثلا هذا الرقم كذا. It means الرقم أنا 100 بس 5 مثلا ما أعطوني البودي ويت مالتهم. أعط ستار أقول 5 ما أخذوا البودي ويت مالتهم. يسموه footnote. So this is very important. It should be. And this will be the last lecture. مش lecture. The last title. وخلصنا إن شاء الله. تمام هي محطوطة عندكم بس بكرة إن شاء الله نكملها هذه لكم. وشكرا لكم الاتندنس. بليز أي سؤال؟
أكل عادي دكتور.